Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Spencer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Swanson out. There goes Haas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Kaum moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin fires to first and has Appling trapped. There's the throw to Sissel, who tags Appling for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Knickerbocker. Gaston moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Gaston moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaston scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Appling steals second. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 0-for-1 in the game. Cress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers pinch hits for Bill Knickerbocker. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey P. Arc in Chicago.